This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Holiday travel is never, great. But here in the late-stage pandemic economy, we're starting to see some new patterns as working remotely is letting people have more flexibility in planning their trips and their time off. Used to be in the before times that the Wednesday before and the Sunday after Thanksgiving were the busiest days. But data from the TSA shows travel is now spread out over a longer period as people basically can bring their work with them. So this mixing of business and pleasure at the holidays has a whole lot of benefits, of course, but some complications as well, as Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports.
Before remote work became common, a trip to visit family during the winter holidays was a whole production, says Julie Swenson, a social media manager in Edina, Minnesota.
When you go away for a week, you feel like you're going away for the next 10 years. Like, it just, you got to get everything done and get everybody up to speed and find a backup for every little thing. Leave the office and, use your precious PTO for flying time.
Her sister and her mom live in Arizona, so she'd always be flying at the busiest, most expensive, most stressful times, parachuting in for a short visit, then rushing back home to work. Now, she's taking longer trips, spending time with her family outside the hectic holiday feasts. She can savor quiet coffee breaks with her mom or silly playtime with her 3-year-old nephew.
I could never have done that in the old days. In fact, I wouldn't have taken that trip in the old days because it was such a hot and heavy time at work, but I could just keep right up because of remote work, which is just a wonderful gift, really.
Really. And yet, there are trade-offs. The Wi-Fi can be fickle, the 3-year-old can be distracting, and mom isn't always understanding when Swenson needs to break away to meet a deadline.
For me, things get too blended when we travel.
All that work-life balance many people have found over the last couple years by working from home can be thrown into disarray once we're with our families, says Ashley Willens, a social psychologist at Harvard Business School.
When we think about working from our parents' house, we're thinking about the food and the wine and the conversations. And then what we're forgetting is the sitting in the closet and trying to work on your fancy conference presentation in the middle of the night because you've been bothered by social events all day.
Or blithely interrupted by family members who are used to having the run of the house. Robert Down knows this. He's someone I interviewed last year about nursing.
Not everybody can go work the front lines. Not everybody has the knowledge set to go be a nurse.
At the time, I was taking an extended working holiday at my parents'.
Hi, Dad.
Sorry, my dad just walked in. I'm doing an interview.
Hi, are you a nurse?
I am a nurse, yes.
Right. I won't interrupt any longer.
It was a pleasure to meet you.
It's just that I live here and there's stuff in this room I need.
Yeah.
Fair point. It's tough for parents too.
It's really hard to know when someone is doing something where they need silence.
Kimberly Edelston is a management professor at Northeastern University.
At one moment, they're in your living room. Another moment, they're in the office. Another moment, he's in his bedroom.
Edelston is an expert on work-family issues and still couldn't help but annoy her adult son when he was working at her house around Thanksgiving.
I had him put, just a little post-it on his door, do not enter, because he was home and I was being the mom doing the laundry and walking in his room, dropping piles of laundry. And there he was on the phone call.
She says setting a schedule for yourself and communicating it clearly to your family can help alleviate some of the confusion, whether you do it with post-it notes or a conversation. She says even more important than protecting work from the distractions of family at this time of year is protecting family time from the distractions of work.
Make sure, you do give yourself a break, you shut down. It does actually make us more productive and effective.
So she says it is okay to excuse yourself for a work call when family fun starts to turn into an argument. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.